Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment on the waterfront, where we focus on elevating your global sales and marketing agenda off the traditional entrepreneurial grid so that you can cross waters with your marketing efforts. And I am your cross-niche marketing facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, serving as your cross-niche marketing journalist and cross-industries authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And joining me momentarily will be my co-host, online marketing mentor, Mike Martinez from www.mike-martinez.com. And today we will be focusing on getting global with creating international best-selling books and products. And I want to start off this segment by sharing that creating international best-selling books and products is not just about having a label or a title listed on Amazon or a major public platform for notoriety. This is about creating books and products that will best sell internationally for you, okay? And one of the most effective ways to begin that process is by selecting a platform that will distribute your books and products internationally. Of course, we know Amazon will, and Amazon is wonderful, but I would actually like to also recommend using CreateSpace, which is a company of Amazon, because they will allow you to distribute your books and products for free in Amazon Europe, Amazon Great Britain, and also now they're allowing you to be able to distribute in Amazon Canada. So those are some considerations for international distribution, because that is extremely important that you have the proper channel set up to be able to showcase what it is that you're bringing to the world internationally. And without further delay, I want to bring forth Mike Martinez so that we can get into our conversational training around this topic today. So welcome, Mike.
Great to be here. You know, being on the waterfront has become my feel good ritual. So it's like my vitamin. I need it to feel good. So
awesome.
I'm enjoying every time. Yep.
Great. You know, as always, I cannot express it enough that I love being able to share this time and space with you to be able to, you know, have collaboration, have conversation, and be able to take our listeners to the next level, you know, in their personal development, their marketing, and, you know, their business agenda as a whole. And as, you know, we focus on globalizing, because this is what this specific segment is about, that's really important, because as you know, or we know collectively, that takes a whole nother mindset just to be able to launch yourself into, you know, different arenas in other areas and spaces outside of, you know, your traditional country. So I definitely want to get into talking about this and hearing your thoughts about what you think is going to be most relevant for the listeners today.
Well, you know, we talk about or we've had a couple of subjects concerning globalizing our businesses. And,
mm-hmm.
and in those conversations, we kind of talked about the individual concerns or problems that individual geographic areas of the world may have. But the basics of human nature, right, we all really want the same thing, right? People are looking for love, for financial freedom, and for health, basically, right? Those three topics are very global, so it's something that, you know, when I look at creating products, that's what I'm looking at. What do I want to speak about? For, you know, finances, love, or, you know, or health. And whatever I'm more passionate about, that's where I want to, you know, release my information product on. So that's what I suggest most people do. Those are three very good topics that are general and that are global topics that anybody in any part of the world would either be interested in love, in financial success, or in health. So pick the one that you're most passionate about and start working on that direction.
Oh, I agree. I love how you shared that. And it's true that finding the global commonality and learning how in those areas to best articulate the message, and like you said, starting with what you're most passionate about, because when you start with what you're most passionate about, that's going to be where you can share from your overflow of not just your expertise, but just, you know, your life experience in, you know, in general. And being able to take a general topic, like you said, that's going to be common to humanity, and then just figuring out what is it that makes that topic for them more accelerated, or how does it speak to them? Because the way that we communicate those same things in one place, the way that they understand it could be something totally different. So that's where the research comes in of taking what you're passionate about and putting that into the product, but yet tailoring it to where it's going to be suitable for them. And then that's where you're going to have your best selling international product. And as I emphasized, you know, early on, because sometimes, Mike, you know, people start thinking about international bestsellers. You know, we get so caught up in it being some type of notoriety or validation, or I have to be an international bestseller on someone's list. But if you have a product that is selling best internationally, you are an international bestseller, even if it is not through, you know, recognized through, you know, some of the major mediums.
Right, right. And, so, and I'll tell you, one of the key that I think is that, you know, you throw out an information product or any kind of product out there, whether it's a book or an audio or a video series, and maybe that one product did not click, right? So you do something a little bit with a different twist, but on the same subject. And all you need is one that really stirs, because a lot of times you get one, maybe it's your fifth one you threw out there, and now people are looking at the other four that you put prior to that, right? Because they didn't know. Yeah, and now you get additional sales because even though, you know, those first three or four that you put out there didn't sell the way you wanted them to, that one that does become a success is the one that sparks the other sales to go out there. So just keep trying. That's it. Just keep trying.
Absolutely. Wow, I like that. Yeah, that's so true, because that one, like as you stated, sometimes it just takes one, and that one becomes a lead magnet to your other offerings, and people will be interested in what it is that you have to say, even on other topics, just based on they really made a connection to, you know, that particular product that you had. So I think that what you shared is extremely important for our listeners to understand in this global awareness that, you know, we're creating. Find the commonality, and then once you launch that product and it is a success, then the rest of what it is that you offer is you know, kind of, would say, a no-brainer, but in the sense that other people will be, they'll be very much interested in it. So, yeah, that's a really, really, really good point, Mike.
Yeah, and, you know, I just want to kind of retrack, go back to the point where you don't have to fix your mind on an e-book or a physical book. Or you open up your avenues, you know, for audio. Open up your avenues for video, because a lot of times people, you know, it depends how they want to digest the information. And that's one of the things where you need to know what your audience likes the most. Because sometimes an audio, right? And an audio is a simple thing. You and I are talking right now. This is being recorded, and it could be made into a product, right?
Absolutely.
So, Yeah, so a simple thing like this simple conversation that you and I are you know, collaborating in, that could be itself a product. An interview can be a product. So, you know, just keep the mind open. Some people don't like to read. Some people have bad vision, right? Some people like to see their communicator, you know, gesturing, right? Whatever. They want to see the expression in the face. So, you know, video is an option. Audio is an option. You know, writing absolutely is an option. So pick, you know, what you're most comfortable with and what you believe your audience is most comfortable with, and maybe use several different medias.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know that's why, as I mentioned earlier, one of the reasons why I recommended create space for your books and products, because it's not just about publishing books. So you know, if you have an audio product or a DVD product or a video product, that particular platform allows you to distribute, you know, through Amazon Europe and Great Britain, and then, like mentioned earlier, Canada. So you definitely want to make sure that the channels that you're selecting to do your production through are going to be able to showcase and allow you to market yourself in, you know, the arenas that are going to be most global for you. And obviously using online radio platforms and then also YouTube, those are going to be channels that can broadcast you globally. But when you can actually get with platforms that have the intentionality to showcase you in these different areas and make what it is that you do available, that right there is really, really extremely important.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think the topics, you know, you come up with some awesome ways of helping your audience, and that's why I love being part of you know, the Waterfront, because just simple ideas like this, this could give somebody a whole month of thought, you know, energy, right? It gives you a little seed, just one of the topics or just one of the subjects that we talk about can be a seed, right, that'll just grow in a person's head over a month's time, and now, boom, they can start something extremely effective for themselves if they take action, and that's the key, right? Taking action.
That's the key, yeah. Implementation is definitely key, because you can have the solid information and you can have your plans and your strategies and how you're going to execute, but, again, if you don't implement what it is that you are taking in and you're absorbing, then it's not really going to make much a difference. And the time is now really to act upon what it is that you've learned, not just here in the present, but some of the things previous that you've learned. It's time to kind of make a combination or a compilation, you know, of those things and be able to start launching them out into the world. And again, as we share about globalizing, it's not limiting it just to, you know, where you are, but being able to reach others, you know, internationally. I mean, that is, you know, extremely important. And I know that we are coming, you know, to the last closing of this segment, or so, but I always love collaborating with you, and I want you to share your contact information and any closing thoughts.
Okay. Mike-Martinez.com is my primary blog. And I can be reached on Facebook at facebook.com/onlinemarketingmentor, all one word, online marketing mentor. And just to, as a final comment, guys, creating info products is by far the most profitable way that you could tap into income online. So I say go out there and find something that you're passionate about that you want to share with other people and provide the value, and you'll see how your bank account is going to fill up pretty quick. So just go out there and do it.
There you go. I agree. Listen, Mike, thank you so much. You always bring it and share something very powerful and so valuable for our listeners. So I really appreciate you being in this segment today. Thank you so very much. I always want to thank our listeners for tuning in to this segment of On the Waterfront. And today, Mike and I shared about getting global and creating international best-selling books and products as it relates to globalizing your marketing success. And also be sure to follow us on Facebook at the Cost Waterfront Global Marketing Mastermind. And also, you can request be a part of our Facebook group. We want you to be a part of that, Globalizing Sales and Marketing Off the Grid. And I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.AliciaWatersCompIndustries.com. And until next segment, God bless.